Hello once again, and welcome to...
Yeah, we're making some waves.
Here on LectureLineNow.com, Dennis Rupp, Steve Bykwist, and Steve, before we get into our main topic of discussion today, which is going to be the new ownership of the Lake Chelan Boat Company, as Discover Lake Chelan has now purchased that, and we'll have a conversation coming up with one of the principals there, Brent Garfoot. Looking forward to that, certainly. But before we do that, let's go back to Saturday in downtown Manson, the 99th edition of the Apple Blossom Parade, and what a spectacular day.
Enchanted Manson and enchanted event. Certainly the weather was enchanting, and the whole thing seemed to follow the theme of this year's festival. 99th edition, looking forward to the 100th, but the weather was outstanding. Parade was top shelf. It was an eventful day, one that'll be remembered, I'm sure.
About an hour and a half or thereabouts from the official start of the parade. And as we mentioned, as we have little sound effects in the background going here today on another beautiful Lake Chelan morning as we record this edition of Making Waves. And Steve, we're going to visit here in just a little bit. We'll hear from Queen Megan of the Manson Apple Blossom. But I tell you what, the streets of Manson were lined up from the parade formation area all the way to the very end of town.
And again, and I pointed this out during our coverage, you know, the parade is, what, six blocks long, maybe half mile, three quarters of a mile. So all of the bands, all of the drills, everybody's fresh. It's not like in the Washington State Apple Blossom Festival where you've got block after block after block and folks get tired. Everybody fresh. The band sounded great. It was just a phenomenal event once again.
Heard a lot of people talking about it. Of course, many in the Valley here were in attendance. A lot of visitors as well. Always a fun event. And next year, Steve, the 100th Apple Blossom Parade.
The centennial event. I'm looking forward to it. Washington State Apple Blossom Festival, of course, had their 100th this year. And their float and royalty depicting that theme. It'll be interesting to see what Manson comes up with for the 100th.
We had the chance at our broadcast location in front of Reed's Marina as we broadcast the parade live on LakeChelanNow.com on our Now Audio channel there. And we caught up with Queen Megan. So let's listen to Megan Clausen here and get a little bit of what it was like on Saturday. Queen Megan, Steve Bykwist.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
This is your day, past several days, and been busy several months, actually, for you.
Yes. Yep. We've been talking it up for the past couple of months.
What's our highlight so far? Is this the event right now?
Oh, yeah. This is the one. I love the Manson Parade.
Tell me about last weekend in the Washington State Festival.
Yeah. So it was a beautiful day. Pretty warm out, kind of like today. And we actually won the Golden Apple Award for our float.
Oh, that's outstanding. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I tell you what, Steve, Megan, one excited gal. She had herself a great time.
She's a very vivacious, outgoing gal. And for many of us that have been in the Manson community for a long time, it's kind of cool to see these kids grow up from age whatever through graduating high school and part of the royalty. She's quite a gal.
All right. Well, it was quite a day indeed. We want to remind you, because we were there broadcasting live on LakeChelanNow.com, we have the entire parade archived up on our website. You can look for a little story with photo galleries, lots of great pictures that were taken there by Jenna Rahm and Lonnie Rahm. We thank them for that. And then we'll have a link to the entirety of the broadcast if you missed it, didn't have a chance to go or listen. You can catch it out at your leisure on LakeChelanNow.com. All right, we're headed back for conversation on the new owners of the Lake Chelan Boat Company coming up right after the break here on Making Waves.
Chelan Realty, the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley, owned and operated by the Higgins family since 1972. If you're looking to sell or buy real estate, check out the team at Chelan Realty. Visit online at ChelanRealty.com or stop in at 141 East Wooden Avenue, downtown Chelan.
Convenient banking starts at North Cascades Bank. Be sure to inquire about their totally free checking and visit them online at northcascadesbank.com to try their free online financial courses. North Cascades Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We'll be right back.
And we welcome you back to Making Waves here on LakeshoreLineNow.com. Dennis Rahm, Steve Bykwist, and Steve, topic now, Lake Chelan Boat Company, new owners, and we are here today with Brun Garfoot.
Hey, Brun, I saw the certificate from the Utilities and Transportation Commission on the wall. Big step in acquisition and operation of the boat company.
Yes, thank you, Steve. Yeah, it is a big step. It's one of the major milestones in this program. I would say that we got a couple things left to do, but this was one of the key, probably the number one thing in getting us from point A to point B, getting the state of Washington, obviously, to recognize that this is happening was important. So, yes.
I don't think most people understand that the Lake Chelan Boat Company, as we've known it for quite some time, years, operates under the auspices of the State Utility and Transportation Commission, and they give you a box to perform in, and it goes to the point of controlling the profitability of the company.
Yes, that is true. It is definitely a regulated business, and I would agree with you that in many of the discussions we've had here recently in the last, you know, obviously 6 months or so, that is a little bit of a misperception by a lot of folks, but it definitely does put you in a box, but it doesn't keep you from overvaluing customer service and making sure that we are in a position to serve the public the best that we possibly can.
At any one time now, this company, the way it has grown over the past 6 months or so and continues to grow, might have four vessels on the water at any one time, probably eight engines, probably 20 crew people. It's a hell of a growth step.
Yes, it is. I would say that, you know, one of the beauties of this acquisition, and I would like to say that, you know, when we look back on this whole program, I have to say, Reed and I both have a very big thank you to the Raines family for being as gracious as they have been in this program, because this program forces you to sometimes run before you can walk, just because of the transition nature of it. And as you mentioned there, with the, you know, the size of the vessels, the fleet, all the horsepower that's required there to make things happen. There's going to be a lot of synergies between the Mountain Barge Company, obviously, and the boat company in this program, just because there's overlap in resources, there's overlap in equipment, there's overlap in schedules, timing, and more than anything else, there's an awful lot of really, really good experience to tap from up and down Lake Chelan and the customers that we've served collectively across the board.
Brun, I'd like to ask you, of course, purchased from longtime owners, as Steve indicated, Jack and Marilyn Raines, and part of that purchase was that they would stay on in a consultant basency through 2019, or at least a good portion of it. How is that transition going?
The transition is going very, very good. They've been, as I just mentioned, very, very gracious in this whole program. I think that we have found a lot of areas as we get into this, understand this regulated service more closely, that they've done a very, very good job of managing that within the box that Steve mentioned earlier. The transition is going very, very good. The employees that have all been there are staying on. We have a good situation there where I think our skill sets collectively between Reed on the marine side, mine on the operational finance side, will really bring a little bit more leadership to position the company to move forward.
Now, we should say that Reed was going to be here today. That was the plan, but he's been busy the last couple of days out piloting.
Yes, he is. He's actually driving the Lady 2 today, and he's, I think I remember correctly, that's his favorite boat, so I'm sure he's having a good time.
I know Steve's got some more questions here. We'll get back to those, but I want to go back. It was earlier this year that the sale was announced. Obviously, you had that in the works for a while. It doesn't happen overnight. I'm curious as to, when you reflect back, what initially prompted you guys to say, I think we should go out and buy the Lake Chelan Boat Company?
Well, ironically, you would ask that. Yeah, the process did start probably back in August, September, October of last year. And I think the reality was is that we've always looked at it from a standpoint of there's a huge synergy up and down Lake Chelan from a customer requirement. I mean, obviously, Stehekin looks at the boat company as its lifeline to allow things to happen, both from an economy standpoint, but just from a natural living standpoint as well. But that combined with us both growing up there, and the simple fact that, you know, we just came to the reality that we just need to go talk to Jack and see if he's interested. And things just started to fall into place from there. And it was a really good process from that perspective.
You're purchasing a company that has roots in Lake Chelan, on Lake Chelan, back to the 1800s, frankly. And there's only, since I've been here, which is 50, 60 years, there's only been two or three owners of the boat company. It tends to be a service that once it's established, and you're inheriting a heritage company, I guess is right. What I'm saying. Right. Tell me about that.
That is probably the number one reason why we were so interested in it. We both feel that the boat company is something that is a long-lasting heritage, as you said, and also it has the ability to continue on. It's an absolute necessity. It's an icon when it comes to what it does for Lake Chelan. It's becoming an icon in the state of Washington. And more than anything else, it's something that people depend on and need, both from a summer activity standpoint, but also from just a normal living condition standpoint.
I would suspect also you mentioned icons. So when you have an iconic business like that, and you now have bought that iconic business, with that probably goes a little added pressure just to make sure it all goes well.
Correct. There is definitely a huge responsibility, and we treat it as such, both from a respect level all the way up and down the previous owner's side of things, to a respect level to the customers, the communities. And obviously, we have a really, really good ability to connect all the way up and down Lake Chelan, which is going to be a huge opportunity, but it also comes with some added pressure, as you said, to make sure that we're taking care of everybody in the way that they need to be.
There seems to be a honeymoon period with Stehekin Valley and folks up and down the lake as every business that affects them directly comes into existence or goes through this transition. There is undoubtedly now a honeymoon period with the folks that you grow up with, being from the Stehekin Valley. I mean, I get my groceries that way. I get my mail that way. I get my lifeline is the boat company. And tell me about how you feel about this honeymoon period, because I know you've been through it before.
Correct. It definitely is a honeymoon period. But I will say that as far as the way that we've brought this together with Discover Lake Chelan, really the primary strategy behind that is to put in place a program that will allow us to continue to grow at a more global level than just the boat company. So if you look at Discover Lake Chelan as a whole and looking at how we can best support people, for example, if I was taking phone calls for people who have businesses up and down Lake Chelan, that is something that we have the ability to answer and sell and facilitate those customers in a really, really good way. And it's one of our core strategies, and it will help us both handle the heritage that we just talked about, but at the same time create something a little bit different that hopefully can better support the Lake Chelan Valley.
Some of your operation is controlled by the Utilities and Transportation Commission, as I mentioned earlier, including the profit margin that you can make. There are some expansion areas and opportunities, however, out there. And frankly, the Lady Express is one of them. It is not as controlled as the two, Lady Two. You have some ability to add things and stuff without being inside of this box. Are you thinking outside of that box in some areas?
We're definitely considering all of our options. I would say that there's a couple areas. We will be doing a few things on the food service side that's going to be very, very helpful. We're going to be doing some expansions on the charter side of things. And we may be even looking at doing some strategic partnerships with local companies to make sure that we are in a position to better serve the customers from a packaging standpoint.
There is a family member that is involved in this operation that has a Cliff Courtney for the 1990s, since 1990s, in the 90s, began exploring a alternate both service that is still before the Utilities and Transportation Commission is proposal, and it's gone through court system, all sorts of things for 15, 20, 30 years now. How does this company feel about that service?
Well, as I said, our goal is to support all of the customers up and down Lake Chelan. I believe that any option that's out there for the customers are going to better support the customers. It will rely completely on our ability to integrate, work together, and communicate with any and all services that are up and down Lake Chelan. Obviously, since our service is both the certificate and our capacity as far as our vessels and assets go, can handle more people. definitely we are in a position that we're going to help drive and control the schedules, the docking times, the coordination and all of that. And we realize that. And quite frankly, as a company, that's what we see as some of our strengths. So as a whole, it's obviously this is in the hands of the UTC at this point. Whatever decisions that they deem to be necessary for Lake Chelan, we'll definitely support it.
Part of your operation, people don't understand this either. You have special use permits. You have licensing. FCC is one of them that I happen to be involved in. But the Forest Service, they control some things docking-wise. You end up having to pay those folks and do some maintenance here and there. And that is all involved in this transition. Probably a transition that, first of all, I'd like to find out about some of those things. Secondly, a transition that would have been nice probably if could have begun in December or January, because you're in it really on the ground right now, the thick of the season. And we're here, and it's you alluded to it earlier, we kind of got to run before we walk here.
Yes, that's exactly true. We're going to bite off what we can bite off. There's going to be certain things that are going to come back around for season two. Yes, there's many pieces to this puzzle. I will say that based on the way that it's been managed pretty cleanly over the last 35, 40 years in that area, that part of it's a pretty easy transition, simply because more than anything else, they have those parties, in this case, from a docking perspective, the Forest Service, the National Park Service, they have a highly vested interest in making sure that we're able to run smoothly in this area because we're supporting the general public. So it's not really going to be a concern, but it is definitely a couple of the things that are on the list, and they have to be addressed. It's not going to be, we're not concerned at all about that. That's a pretty easy thing for us to manage at this point.
Everything that you're doing is mechanical. I mean, you've got, at any one period of time, you could have 8 diesel engines running on the lake. You could be consuming, if my math is right real quickly, 800 to 1,000 gallons of fuel a day, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of pieces that have to keep running. Who and how are you going to manage that?
Well, that's a really good question for Reed, to be honest with you. But at a very global level, I would say that one of the beauties of some of the synergies between the barge company and the boat company is that that is some of the areas we're going to have the most overlap. So I would say we're definitely positioned because we're burning fuel on the barge side, we're burning fuel on the boat side, we're doing all the fuel deliveries and all of that stuff is just, we're very familiar with it. So I'm not really concerned at all about that. I would say that that's a really good question for Reed because that's in this whole program, that's really his biggest department. And that's what he's responsible for. And I have the utmost confidence in that being in a good spot.
Brian, the purchase involving the Lady 2 and also the Lady Express, what about the Lady Cat? Was that involved in this? And if so, what are the plans for that craft?
So, yes, the Lady Cat was part of the program. So it is the 3 vessels. One of the primary things about the Lady Cat is it is our backup to the Express in the off season. Simply because we need to have that capability. Also, it is a catamaran. It is a high-speed boat on Lake Chelan, and it does have some capabilities that will probably be seen here shortly in regards to potential charters and possibly looking at some options for offsetting definitely some of the busy weekends, but we'll see. We're still trying to figure that out a little bit.
So I'm going to dovetail off that with a question concerning your strategies. I'm guessing you guys sit down and you've plotted out where it's at, this company, where you want to take it. Is part of that then, are you still developing or have you now initiated a fully developed plan for marketing this new company? Because you've got these craft, as we just talked about there. Things have been done a certain way for a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. Young blood sometimes brings in new ideas, innovative ideas. Is that a part of the process of launching this new company to find other avenues and let people that it's easy to make the assumption, like many of us do, that everybody knows about Lake Chelan. When you get out and you travel about, you find out that's not true. And it would be easy to make that assumption about the boat company. Probably not true. That's not a criticism. It's a reality. So how are you initiating that plan to get the word out more?
So we definitely have a strategy. One of them is that we have, in order to make sure that we don't have a whole lot of things fall through the cracks, we did hire a PR person that's really getting involved right now. And I mentioned that in our previous press release, Clancy Courtney has been brought on to help us in that area. And we're really looking at a marketing strategy that's starting first and foremost with what I consider to be a 55-mile radius. And then from there, we're going to branch out and target certain areas based on needs and feedback. And we're looking at things like automated ticketing systems, which are POS systems, which gives us more real-time data to be able to target areas that are that need to be targeted or should be targeted, instead of just throwing your sales money in certain areas and certain buckets all the time, but really getting strategic about it is one of our core ideas. The other one is making sure that we're staffed in a way that we can manage the Discover Lake Chelan piece of it at the same time we're managing the operations of the pieces that go into it. In this case, the boat company being the biggest one.
I know Jack and Marilyn Raines have amassed a valuable piece of property, the Lake Chelan Boat Company as we know it, then adjacent properties across the street, now including parking, but there's some housing over there as well, kind of property that's become too valuable to keep as a warehouse. However, the Raines also said that we need to keep the boat company where it is because it's an integral part of the community. What is your company's plans for the future of the boat company's location? Yes, what is your plans?
So as we have been talking about, yes, there is definitely, it's an important piece of land, more than anything, the boat company as an integral part to the community, and where it sits right there at the beginning of Lake Chelan is a vital part of what has, going back to the beginning of our conversation about the heritage that we're talking about here, it's got to stay there, and there's no doubt about it. Plus, just from a pure operational standpoint, there's not that many places on the lake that you can just simply fire up an operation of that magnitude. I would say that this whole program is a three-phased approach. That's the equipment first, which is what we're going through right now. This is considered phase one, equipment and business. And then from there, it goes into two phases, the dock, the warehouse, office space, day use parking being phase two, and then across the street in the parking lot being phase three, all of which our philosophy as a whole is to enhance that area, make it more of a port of Chelan kind of scenario with the ability for people to kind of experience it a little bit more than just the load and unload point that exists right now for the boats. But we'll get more into that as we go forward with some of our strategic goals.
I'm curious, in regards to the operation brunt of the company, for people that have never been on any of the boats, the Lady of the Lake, the Lady Two, I should say, the Lady Express, whatever it might be, for those people, whatever they experience will be their experience. They don't have a comparison. But the people that have been utilizing the boat company and the services for years and years, are there some changes that they might notice this coming season?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, we're doing our best to make sure that we can support year one, first and foremost, the baseline. But I would say as a general rule, what we're trying to do is that we believe that we own the customer experience from the day that they call the office or go online and buy a ticket to the day they come off the boat, which to me means that we need to make sure that the experience going up is not just completely reliant on the scenery that is obviously beautiful and one of the primary reasons why people are going, but to also make, especially in the case of the Lady Two, to help enhance that experience a little bit. You're on there for 4 hours. You have a time to mosey about the boat. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to experience a little bit of history, potentially the ability to do a little bit more visuals, a little bit more marketing, advertising on the boat to really help enhance the experience, give people a little more information about what they're coming up and going into in Stehekin. One of the areas that we know we have to work on, and it's never been a solvable solution, it's a hard one, is traffic flows and all of that kind of stuff in Stehekin when people get off, and helping people really understand what it is that they can do and where they need to go. And, you know, our connection there is going to help that considerably, I think.
Okay, Brian, let's talk a little bit about the experience on the boat itself, particularly talking about the Lady Two. A big piece of that has been narration at certain points along the route where the pilot will fill the passengers in on some history of the lake and what they're going past. Will we continue to have that be a piece of the experience, and maybe will it even be enhanced?
Yes, I think that will continue to be a big piece of the customer experience, making some enhancements to that in regards to up lake, down lake focus probably is a good thing to think about, as well as really making sure that we've got a good consistent approach, which I will say that, you know, Larry's and Kenny's and the current pilots that are there have done a phenomenal job on all of that stuff, and they really take a lot of pride in it. And we have to continue that tradition, no doubt. We'll continue to look at ways to improve it, just because we have a pretty good knowledge of the entire Lake Chelan as they do, and I think we can combine our ideas together to really enhance the customer experience there.
We'll be seeing some video on board, some monitors, and opportunity for people to take a look at a certain aspect, or maybe even punch on I want to find out more about the old fields or whatever, something like that.
The front of the Lady 2 definitely lends itself to a good spot to allow some user interface, interactive kind of kiosk style, touchscreen kind of thing. That's for two reasons. One, there's a lot of information. We can't get it all out without having the ability to have that kind of a media platform. But we also, we're in a generation that requires it, needs it, and a lot of people would rather figure it out on their own than to hear someone talk about it. And we need to be able to support all of those generations in this program. So,
Brian, I know you added a few extra runs this year as you gentlemen took over the operation. Will we be seeing any other changes in scheduling, that type of thing, this season?
I would say for the calendar year this year, you're probably not going to see anything other than some custom charter work that we're probably going to do. I think you will see a few enhancements in the winter, and I think you will see some additional enhancements next spring. One of our core goals is to enhance the layover ability in Stehekin, and doing so with some creative schedules is definitely something we're taking a look at.
Is there anything maybe that we haven't touched on that you'd like to get out to the public?
Well, I would like to reiterate that we are very thankful and respectful of what the Raines family have built, and we honor the fact that we're taking over something that, as we started off talking about, is an important icon on Lake Chelan. It's something that is vital to the communities all the way up and down Lake Chelan, and we respect that tremendously, and we take it very seriously.
Part of the expansion that you talked about and potential additional layovers in Stehekin, and not so much in the summer season but in the off season, kind of requires some other businesses and support things there to be open, and that is not the case today. Are you going to be able to attract friends and relatives up there to help you out in this endeavor?
Well, obviously, everybody's got to run their own business the way they want to run it. And our job is going to be to sit down over coffee with each and every one of those businesses that you mentioned there and make sure that they understand that we're very committed to making off-season, shoulder season stuff work. And we feel that we've got relationships that will allow us to do that. And that is all we can ask for as far as a starting point goes.
Interesting conversation with Brent Carfoot. Steve, enjoyed that. Certainly got a lot of details on the new ownership, their plans moving forward for the Lake Chelan Boat Company and their fleet of craft that they have. And I think it's great for the Valley that it remains local ownership of something that is so important to all of us, not only that live here, but the visitors that come to the lake as well.
It really affects thousands of folks. For those of us who might choose to live at Stehekin or have vacation places, it's everything comes and goes on the water, and they're the key. You want groceries, you want parts, pieces, what have you, want to come and go. It goes through the Lake Chelan Boat Company or a Mountain Barge Services, now under one umbrella. So it'll be an interesting transition in that they're, as we mentioned, acquiring the business right ahead of the busy weekend and the start of summer. So it's, and as Brun said, we have to hit the ground running before we even walk or toddle or crawl or whatever. So it's going to be an interesting first season for them, and one of certainly of transition. Mentioning Memorial Day, by the way.
Yeah, well, first off, thank you very much, Brun Carfoot, being guest with us on Making Waves here today. But yeah, you transitioned that nicely into the upcoming Memorial Day holiday, because we know town is going to be packed as it always is. Hotel rooms will be filled up, all the B&Bs, state parks will be filled up. Any park, the city park, of course, here will have lots of boats on the water and all that good stuff. No guarantee yet what the weather's going to be, but it always draws a big crowd. a difference maker perhaps this year, Steve. We all know that the old bridge, the iconic historic bridge leading into downtown Chelan, was completely refurbished and converted into a one-way coming into town. That means when these folks get ready to go home, it's going to be a one-way going out of town. And I think traffic is going to be interesting over that holiday weekend.
Before the holiday weekend, traffic is already interesting. And I commented on it ahead of our chat here today that it took a lot longer to get to town, through town, than it normally does. I allow X numbers of minutes, and it took about double that just because of the revisions and the people not used to them. A little bit of gridlock, some holding of cars around the four-way stop, the light on Wooden Avenue. It's going to be an interesting holiday weekend to see how folks adjust to the new traffic flow and pattern in the valley.
One thing that is certainly nice, first off, kudos to the selling company, the contractors on this project. They really got it done in a timely manner, and it was nice to see that they had the replica light standards and light globes atop it. Those are all in place now and have been turned on and tested. They'll have the ability at seasonal times to have those change colors, which is kind of a nice thing. They now have power, Steve, to the bridge, so if they want to do a bridge dance now, they don't have to string power from another locale. They can tap into it right there on the bridge. So, and from the pedestrian bicycler standpoint, boy, what a nice experience, because a very wide lane as you come in one side, a little bit narrower on the other side leading town, but compared to what it was, very safe.
A lot of us have had near misses with the mirrors hang on larger vehicles, and if you were in that pedestrian short, that very skinny sidewalk before, having to duck mirrors coming at you, it was an experience. This is substantially improved for folks that choose to walk or bike the roadway.
All right. Well, that's going to be a wrap on another Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. Thanks to all the folks that put in hard work to pull off an outstanding 99th annual Matson Apple Blossom Parade. I want to thank my partner here, Steve, for anchoring our broadcast on LakeChelanNow.com. Brent Garfoot from the Lake Chelan Boat Company, we thank him very much. Wish he and Reed the best of luck in their new ownership.
It's going to be an exciting one to watch over the next several years. I'm sure that there's going to be some schedule changes, some things that will help. I'm not looking forward to them this summer, but over time, things that will help us that choose to come and go and ship freight and the like with two entities, the barge service, Mountain Barge, and the Lake Chelan Boat Company, Lady of the Lake.
So for now, we have made some more waves. I'm Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com. See you next time around.